right.
Mr. Steve, ND7J Mobile.
Oh, I've been down and did a little bit of state certification on a piece of equipment for one of my customers, and had lunch with a guy I went to high school with, and went by and let a chiropractor kind of work me over a little bit. I had a little accident yesterday. I was having lunch with some other fellas, and man, let me tell you what. I was sitting in a little fold-up chair on the outside, and the chair broke, and I just went straight down onto the concrete.
Hear that? Sounds like a over-limit situation, but sorry to hear that. I hope you're feeling all right.
Well, just everything is sore, that's for sure. But two things that I learned there, Bob. When you reach my age, you don't bounce anymore. And the other thing is, don't fall on your brain.
Probably sums it up for sure, so. Anyway, what do you got going on over the weekend? Anything good?
Well, my wife has been working 4 days a week, and she gets every Friday off right now till the surgery center's open back up completely. She works for an orthopedic surgeon, and I think this Friday, I think I'm going to try to take her over to the lake. We're going to do a little fishing together, get my little bass boat out.
It'll be a nice day. I'm doing a little tile job today. Tomorrow, probably, maybe might have to go back and grout on Friday. We might get it grouted tomorrow. I don't know. But Saturday, Friday, maybe grouting. If not, I'll have the day off. Saturday, going to put an antenna on top of a tower. And Sunday and Monday, probably going to have the days off. So I'll enjoy a little downtime as well.
Yeah, hey, I was talking to W4NGU. And, you know, about our friend Ken.
Okay, all I heard was, hey, I was talking on that. Try again.
Talking to W4NGU. And he told me about our friend Ken and his tower.
A friend Ken and his tower. I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Oh, I thought you knew Ken Norton. He had some bad wind come through and tilt his tower over about 10 degrees. And anyhow, he had a crane come in a few days ago and just lift the whole thing up and reset it, put new guy wires on it.
Oh, Ken Norton. I just didn't know who you were talking about. So he got her straight in the background? Well, good.
I don't know if you know where he lives or not, but he lives on a hill. And the tower is in the backyard, right up against the back of the house. And it must have cost him a pretty penny, but he had a big 100-foot crane come in there. And they put the boom over the house and picked up the tower from the front of the house.
I'm surprised about that. In fact, when I was considering hiring a crane at my house, that's exactly what the guy was going to do. He was going to set up in the driveway and go over the top of the house and reach back to the tower.
Pretty amazing what some of those guys can do with those big lifting cranes, some of the ways they can do some of that stuff. It's impressive.
The crane over to Fred's place Saturday, but there's no place to put a crane there. This is going to have to be gin pool.
Hard way, yeah. But one thing is for sure, I don't think they could count on either one of us to climb.
I have my climber coming to climb. He'll be getting there about 9, so we'll get her up there. Might take a little bit of time, a little bit of doing, but we'll get it up there.
Charge a foot to climb now, or is that the way they charge?
By the hour, and I mean, it varies on the climber. Some of the climbers are very expensive. Some of them are less expensive, but, you know, 50 to 300 an hour, maybe, something like that. Just depends. Depends on the height of the tower, too. I think they go up per hour if the higher you go, something like that.
Okay. Well, what's the tallest tower you've ever had to have somebody climb for you?
40 feet, I guess, something like that.
Well, man, that's something that you don't want to make any mistakes and have to have them do it a second and third time up.
Charge a couple $100 an hour, and they charge that much because they're that good, and when they come down, you know the job's done right. So, Steve, I'm pulling into Ingles here. I got to go inside and grab a few items, so I got to hop off here. Good talking to you, and we'll catch you again. ND7J, I'll be stationary, not mobile.
There you go. Have a good afternoon there, bud. 73s, and wear your mask, wear your gloves, wear a spacesuit. Be healthy. Later. K4 VWA clear.
Four ACD mobile.
Hey, CD, KG4LUG, how you doing?
Hi, KG4LUG, how are you this afternoon?
Good, and about doing honeydews and loving every minute of it.
Sounds mighty cheerful, KG4LUG.
Hang out of my mouth. I've got to go off the air for a couple minutes, so come back in a few.
Four. ACD.
ACD, KG4LUG.
4LUG.
Again, and heading out on the interstate in about 5 miles.
Roger that. KO4, ACD.
ACD, clear out.